Morning, everyone.
Hey, guys, I'm fine.
Let me just set this up here. Well, I'm glad to be able to share the word of God with you all today, once again. Also, welcome to any newcomers that have come here for the first time. We're glad you could join us today. Recently, I had a conversation with a close friend of mine who came recently attended a church retreat a couple of weekends ago.
欢迎大家来到这里，如果有新来的也欢迎你。也很高兴今天能够再次跟大家来分享神的话。最近呢，我有一位在几周前参加了一个周末退休会的密友有一个很好的交谈。
And based on what he told me about his experience, it seemed obvious that he learned and gained a lot on this retreat.
通过他跟我的分享呢，很明显我感觉到他通过这次退休会呢，学到了很多的东西，也有很大的收获。
And when I asked what the guest speaker spoke about during the retreat, he told me that the main focus of the speaker was the early church.
当我问到讲员在退休会上的主讲的题目是什么的时候呢，他告诉我，讲员的主要的焦点呢在于早期的教会。
It appeared that the guest speaker wanted to draw my friend's church members back to the days of the early church, primarily in the book of Acts.
看上去呢，讲员似乎想把我朋友的教会的成员呢，拉回《使徒行传》中所记载的早期教会时代。
Acts is essentially a sequel written by Luke, to his gospel, but was a shift from the focus of the ministry of Jesus to the ministry of the church.
那《使徒行传》呢，是路加福音的续集，重点嘛，从耶稣的事工转移到了教会的事工。
In chapter 1, Jesus ascends to heaven to be by the Father's side, but not before he promises the arrival of the Holy Spirit.
那在第一章呢，记载了耶稣升天到了天父的身边，但是这段时间呢，所应许的圣灵还未来到。
And then in chapter 2, the Holy Spirit arrives, and then we bear witness to the birth of the early church.
然后在第二章中记录了圣灵的降临，我们也见证了早期教会的诞生。
As with many other present-day pastors, the thought process of this retreat speaker was that the early church model is the ideal model for the church.
就像当今的许多其他牧师一样，这位退休会的讲员呢，他的想法是，这个早期的教会模式呢，是教会的理想模式。
It was a time when the church was the simplest and purest version of itself, with minimal influence from the world, while also seeing successful growth.
那这个是教会呢一个最简单也最纯粹的一个版本。当时的教会呢也受世界影响的，也是最小的一个时代。同时呢也看到了是一个很成功的成长的一个记录。
Now, given the decline in many churches today, it is understandable why many leaders would think that the best way to handle the situation is to go back to the early church.
那鉴于因为当今许多教会呢都处于一个衰退的状态，所以可以理解为什么当今很多的教会的领袖呢，都认为处理当今这个问题最好的方法呢，就是回到早期教会的最基本。
So this got me curious and thinking about what made the early church and such an ideal church model.
那这也让我有了好奇心，那我也更就想思考一下，为什么早期教会可以如此成为这个理想教会的模板？
What exactly were the basics and how did that translate into success for the early church?
那究竟什么是基础呢？那这又如何可以转化为早期教会的成功呢？
And that's what I hope to dive deeper into our passage this morning.
那我也希望在今天早晨的信息中呢，我们能更深入的探讨这个问题。
So we will be looking at Acts chapter 2 verses 42-47, and in doing so, I will highlight 3 points.
那我们要学习的呢，就是《使徒行传》的二章42-47节，而且呢，我要想强调三个重点。
The first point is that the early church shows us how simple the basics are for being the church.
那第一点呢，就是早期教会向我们展示了，教会成为教会呢，它这个基础是多么的简单。
The second point is that while the early church was busy, so was God.
那第二点呢，就是早期的教会非常的忙啊，神也很忙。
And the third point is that their routine didn't seem to feel mundane to them.
那第三点呢，就是早期教会的日常生活对他们来说似乎并不是那么的平凡。
And my hope is that by the end of this message, if you have any takeaway, that it would be this: just be the church.
那我希望今天这一篇信息结束以后呢，如果你有任何的收获，我希望是这个，那就是成为教会。
So since the passage was already read earlier, we'll get to the first point.
那因为我们刚刚已经读了经文，所以我们就直接来讲第一点。
And that's the early church shows us how simple the basics are for being the church.
那就是早期教会向我们显示成为教会的基础是多么的简单。
So if you recall, we see four basic practices laid out for us in verse 42.
那我们可以看到哈，从第四十二节中呢，列出了四个基本的实践。
In order of appearance, we first have devotion of themselves to the apostles' teaching.
按照这个出场的先后秩序呢，我们首先就是看到与他们献身于使徒的教导。
This means that the early church was committed to the teaching, learning, and practicing of the apostles' teaching.
这就意味着早期的教会呢，他们致力于使徒的教导，学习并实践使徒的教导。
Which at that point probably consisted of a lot of the content of the New Testament.
那这个包括就是当时我们可以看到的新约中所记载的很多的内容。
However, since we are dealing with Jewish people at this time, naturally they would know their Old Testament stuff too.
那由于当时呢这些人是犹太人，所以那他们也是深知旧约的。
Secondly, we see devotion themselves to fellowship.
那其次呢，我们看到他们对团契的委身。
So, what do you think of when you hear the word fellowship?
那当你听到团契这个词的时候，你会想到什么？
Maybe you're imagining a group of people, getting together and having a good time over a meal.
也许你想到的是一群人聚在一起，他们愉快的用餐。
For some of you, that might be the women's gathering on Wednesday morning.
对于你们当中的一些人来说，也可能是周三早晨的姊妹团契。
For some of you, it might be Bible study on Friday night.
对其他的人来说，也可能是周五晚上的查经团契。
It could be devotional brunches on Saturday morning.
也可能是星期六早晨的早午餐的团契。
If you thought of any of those are certainly great examples of fellowship.
如果你们想到的是刚才提到的几种的其中之一呢，那么他们肯定都是团契的好例子。
However, fellowship isn't just limited to those regularly scheduled church activities during the week.
然而，团契并不仅仅限于这个一周或者每周固定的安排的教会的各样活动。
You can use fellowship to describe any period of time that is it dedicated to the commitment of people sharing life with one another.
你团契其实可以用来描述任何一段致力于与人分享生活你承诺的时间。它不一定非要发生在教堂里。
Even if it's not happening inside the church.
即使不在教堂也是可以的。
I think when Tammy and Deborah serve together at the Hoboken Food Pantry, they're engaging in fellowship.
我认为像 Tammy Deborah 他们在Hoboken 的这种免费食堂的服饰也是很好的团契的例子。
I remember before COVID, I would regularly meet up with people for lunch as part of my relationship with them.
我还记得在这个新冠疫情之前呢，我也曾定期与人共进午餐，这也是我与他们建立关系的一个部分。
Building fellowship means building relationships.
那建立团契呢，其实就是要建立关系。
Which takes some courage, maybe creativity, and certainly patience.
那因为建立关系呢，一定需要勇气，可能还需要一些创造力啊，当然也需要耐心。
However, when you do, it certainly makes the next activity much more meaningful.
然而当你决定这样做的时候呢，它一定会让下一次的活动变得更有意义。
the third activity that the early church devoted themselves to is the breaking of bread.
那早期教会致力的第三个活动呢，就是掰饼。
Now there are a couple of possibilities to what Luke means when he says this here.
当路加提到掰饼的时候呢，它可能意味着有几种可能性。
He could be referring to having a meal together.
它可能是指经常一起吃饭。
That makes sense since gathering together while eating food is one of the most common ways to build fellowship amongst a group of strangers.
这样认为呢是有道理的，因为就是一群陌生人想要建立友谊，最常见的方式就是聚在一起吃饭。
We all get hungry and eventually have to eat.
因为我们最后都会饿，那我们最终都必须要吃东西。
So why not do that together?
那么为什么不一起来做这件事呢？
However, it's also possible that Luke might have been more specific when he mentioned the breaking of bread.
然而也有可能路加在提到掰饼的时候呢，有更具体的意味。
The phrase also describes what Jesus did on the night that he was betrayed.
因为这句话的描述呢，也是耶稣被卖的那一夜所做的事情所用的这个词语。
Which eventually became what we know as communion, where we remember this, the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross for us.
而这个词呢，最终就成为当我们纪念主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们做牺牲的时候所做的圣餐。
Which we did last week.
我们上一周就有做圣餐。
There's something special about the breaking of bread for communion, which is why it's reserved for the activities of believers.
因为这个圣餐掰饼呢是有特别的意味，所以这也是为什么作为信徒我们都保留这一项活动。
So it was a meaningful event when Elliot and Lawrence, if you were there, were baptized in Deborah's parents' pool last year.
那所以呢，你们还记得去年就是 Elliot 和 Lawrence 他们在Deborah 父母家的游泳池受洗这个活动，我们在之后呢有一起领圣餐。
And afterwards, we didn't waste any time taking communion together.
然后在受洗之后呢，我们就进行了这一项非常有意义的活动，就是圣餐。
Regardless of what Luke intended when he said this third activity, this church certainly did both, sharing regular meals and the Lord's Supper together.
所以不论路加在这个提到第三项活动的时候，它的意义是什么，但教会肯定是在当时的教会是一起分，就是一起正常的饮用膳食，也进行圣餐礼。
The fourth and final activity that was listed was the early church's devotion to the prayers.
那我们列出的第四个呢，也是最后一项活动，就是早期教会对祈祷的投入。
Now, because it says to the prayers and not just to prayer, this suggests that Luke was referencing specific prayers in the early church.
因为他说到的是这个祈祷是个复数，而不仅仅是一个祷告，所以这也表明就是早期教会中的各样特定的祷告。
There is no indication what that is, but we just did the Lord's Prayer earlier in the service today.
所以没有迹象表明这个祷告到底是什么呢？但是就像我们刚才背的经文，就是这个主导文，也是其中之一。
At the very least, this implies that the church is invested in organized and structured prayer.
但是最起码呢，就意味着就是早期的教会对如何祷告这样的组织结构呢是有投入的。
People were taught how to pray, and then they prayed.
人们被教导该如何祷告，然后人们就开始祷告。
Prayer is vital to the health of a church.
那祷告呢，对教会的整个健康是至关重要的。
I was once told by an elder of a church that you could tell a lot about a church based on their prayer life.
那有一位这个教会的长老曾经告诉我，你可以根据一个教会的祷告生活呢，来了解到教会的很多相关信息。
I think the correlation that he was trying to make was that the power of the Holy Spirit in those prayer meetings is reflective of the power of the Holy Spirit in the church as a whole.
我想他想试图建立这样一个联系，就是说在祷告会中圣灵的力量呢，也反映了这个整个教会中圣灵的能力。
It makes me wonder what can be told from our church's commitment to prayer.
这也让我想到，就是说我们教会的祷告会，所反映是怎样的一个情形。
What would you say?
你是怎么认为的呢？
However, I think it's important for us to understand that before any of these practices are even mentioned, that the word devoted was used to describe the manner in which they engage in each of these practices.
那然而对于我来说呢，就是说我们想要理解任何这四个基本的实践之一之前呢，就是这个态度，就是委身的这个词，就是投入这个词所描述的进行实践的方式呢，是非常重要的。
In the original Greek language, if you look up this word in the dictionary, the force behind this word is to hold fast to or to persevere in.
就是在希腊原文中，如果你查考这个希腊字典的话呢，这个词背后的意思呢，就是是个力量，这个力量是坚持或者坚守的意思。
So by saying they devoted themselves, we are getting a picture of people in the church that are committing to these four things despite any difficulties or any cost that it might entail.
所以如果通过说他们投入呢，我们可以得到这样一幅画面，就是教会中的人们，他们不顾任何的困难或者代价来致力于要做这四件事情。
They are exerting whatever energy and time it takes to be able to hold fast to and to persevere in doing them.
那他们正在竭尽全力的来坚持或者坚守着去做这四件事情。
There's no doubt in my mind that it would require great sacrifice, but these people were devoted to it anyways.
在我看来，毫无疑问，这都需要付出巨大的牺牲。然而无论如何呢，这些人都委身于此。
Now, I don't know if it's just me or if some of you might share in my occasional cynicism.
我不知道是不是只有我，或者你们中间的一些人跟我也有同样的想法，有共鸣。
When I say this out loud and when you hear about these people's devotion, these four fundamental basic activities of the church, does it make you wonder?
就是当我就大声说出来，这些早期教会做这四项活动的尾声的时候，你是不是会有一种比较奇怪的感觉？
I mean, it makes me wonder.
对于我来说呢，我常常就会思想。
I wonder how today's churches, especially in decline, are doing when it comes to devoting themselves to these activities.
我就会想到就是当今的教会，尤其是那些走向衰落的教会，他们在致力于做这四件事的这方面做得如何。
At a time when the early church was thriving, not just in numerical growth, but in spiritual growth, there wasn't a secret recipe to it.
那所以就是在早期教会 不仅是在就是人数的增长，而且就是在属灵方面的成长，他们的蓬勃发展呢都是没有秘方的。
The method of the church was simple.
教会的这个成长方式呢是简单的。
The activities were all basic and yet proved vital to the health of the church and its members.
这个活动呢都是最基本的，这个而且就是教会的这个各样的活动是比较都是简单的。
So if there are churches out there, they're not doing well, I wonder how healthy they are.
所以对那些如果教会不是很好的时候，我就会想，那教会到底是多么的健康呢？
On that note, I wonder how healthy we are here at ECCC.
当我们想到这一点的时候，我也会在想，那我们所在的这个以马内利华人教会，我们的健康状况又是如何呢？
I know that we have times together as a church where we can gather and engage in each of these four basic practices.
我知道我们作为一个教会呢，我们是花时间在一起，我们在一起聚集来参与这四项基本实践中的每一种。
But you're only here at church maybe 6 hours out of the 168 hours in a week.
但是如果你只是在你一周的168个小时中，你来教堂的时间呢只占仅仅的6个小时。
So when you're not here at church, what does your devotion look like?
那如果你这些不在教会的时间里，那你对这个投入有多少呢？
Does the way you live inside the church translate the way you live outside the church?
那你在教会里面的生活方式是不是转化为你在教会外的生活方式呢？
And as you contemplate that question, I would be foolish to let you think that this devotion to the basics of the church is solely by your own human efforts.
那如果当你思考这个问题的时候，你如果认为就是对这个教会最基本的这些投入是你自己努力的结果的话，那你就太愚蠢了。
Because the reason the early church was able to be devoted to these God-given activities that may not be so appealing to the average human is because God clearly had a hand in shaping their devotion.
那在早期教会呢，之所以人们能够委身于上神所赋予他们的各项活动呢，是因为这些活动对普通人来说虽然没有那么大的吸引力，然而对教会成员却有如此大的吸引力，是因着神的工作。
And that brings us to our second point.
那这也就带来了就是第二点。
While the church, early church was busy, so was God.
就是早期教会很忙的时候，神同时也很忙。
We see God's presence and power inferred in our passage, especially in the next few verses, with the most obvious reference in verse 43.
就是我们可以看到神同在这种与人的灵里以及意志以及人的灵以及意志转变的时候，我们看到神的工作。在之后的经文中，特别也是在四十五节这个经文中，我们看到就是说神的工作。
In verse 43, it says, "And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles."
所以我们在就是四十三节里面，就是可以看到，就是说当时教会是一个敬畏的状态。
The word translated as awe here technically means fear if you were to look it up in the Greek dictionary.
当如果我们就是看这个敬畏的词的时候呢，就是如果你看希腊文，它其实是有那种惧怕。
And that's significant because fear is generally the emotion that's used to describe how people would feel when they were in the presence of God in the Bible.
这个呢是非常的重要，就是因为当人们就是转向神的时候呢，他要描述的这种状态就是这种恐惧敬畏的心态。
Thus, if awe came upon every soul, then it's an indication that they felt fear because they sensed the very presence of God.
因为只有当每个人都感受到这种惧怕敬畏的时候呢，他们才真正的感受到了神的同在。
But here's the interesting thing. Take the notice of the order in that verse.
那很有趣的是呢，如果你按照顺序来看这段经文的话。
The presence of God was felt before the signs and wonders.
就是说在那个使徒行各样的神迹其实之前呢，是先要感受到神的，先是有神的同在。
In the Gospels, it's usually reversed.
那就是在这个四福音的时候呢，常常是相反的，就是先有神迹，然后有敬畏神。
So then, why the fear here?
那为什么在这里呢，是这个敬畏在前面。
What was giving people the sense of the presence of God, if not the wonders and signs?
就是如果还没有看到这个神迹奇事，为什么人已经开始对神已经有了敬畏之心？
We can kind of guess the answer from the previous verse.
那所以我们可以从前一段经文呢得到答案。
By devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to the prayers, the people were feeling God in their midst.
就是通过信徒呢专心聆听使徒的教导，让他们团契掰饼和祈祷，人们认识到感受到神与他们在就在他们中间，神的同在。
Practicing these four basic activities that make up the health of the church naturally led them to experience the fear of God.
所以通过这个有结构的来实习。就是教会通过有结构的来完成这四项基本活动的时候呢，自然就让他们体验到对神的认识及对神的敬畏。
It's so simple and yet it makes sense.
看上去是如此的简单，而且也是如此的有道理。
If the people of a church were doing the basic necessities to grow in their relationship with God and mature in Christians, wouldn't it make sense for them to have a greater fear of God too?
所以当一个教会的人都在做这些最基本的活动，让他通过这个活动呢，他们在建立与神的关系，并在这个关系成长，在这个关系中成长成熟，那么他们对神就 成长的更大，增加带有了更多的敬畏，这不是非常的有意义吗？
So then it begs one to wonder, do I experience the fear of God when I'm reading the Bible or listening to a message?
所以我也不仅就像要问一个问题，就是当我读圣经或者听信息的时候，我是否能够体验到我对神的敬畏？
Do I feel it when I'm fellowshipping or breaking bread?
那是当我参加团契的时候或者掰饼的时候，我是否有这样的感受？
Is there any fear of God when I pray?
那当我祷告的时候，我是否敬畏神？
What may it say about me if I don't feel any of that, and what do I want to do about it?
那如果我在做这些事情的时候没有这样的感受的话，那我应该如何行呢？
And the signs and wonders that were being done through the apostles was just a confirmation that what they were feeling was coming from God.
所以就是使徒能够行神迹奇事呢，是他们就是感受到神的一个印证。
That fear that they were experiencing was of God.
所以他们所对就是对神的敬畏呢，也是从神而来的。
The power that was at work in all four of those basic activities belonged to God.
所以在他们进行这四项基本活动的时候，他们能够得到属灵的力量呢，那也是从神来的。
God was busy behind the scenes, so what was his power doing?
所以神呢是在幕后来做所有的工作，他的权柄呢是都来自神的权柄。
God's power was at work shaping the hearts and faith of the people.
所以在塑造人的心灵和信心的时候呢，是神的力量。
Based on what we see in verse 44, it says this.
然后我们在第44节中呢，就看到这样的信息。
And all who believed were together and had all things in common.
所以信的人都在一起，他们凡物都是共用的。
So, in a nutshell, we see God working to unify them.
所以我们看到呢，神在工作，使他们努力的合一。
Not only were people physically brought together, but God was also mentally bringing them together too.
就是他们不仅呢，身体聚集在一起，而是神呢也。努力在让他们在灵里也能够合而为一。
Actually, it'd probably be more accurate to say they were spiritually brought together.
所以可能使他们在灵里合一的工作更加的忙碌。
They had all things in common.
所以他们有很多的共同点。
This just doesn't randomly or naturally happen when you're dealing with at least 3,000 people that were added in the previous chapter.
所以就是说，当这个3000多人在就是在一起打交道的时候呢，这样的合一呢不会自然而然的发生的。
And yet, despite how many differences that may arise in a group of thousands of people, we are told that somehow that this group had all things in common.
就是说，尽管如实际上哈，这种几千人在一起会有许多的差异，但是我们在这里被告知的是说呢。这些人呢，他们都在一起，他们是有共同点的，凡物共用。
I mean, only by the power of God is something like that possible.
因为只有靠神的力量呢，这样的事才能够成为可能。
These people were unified not only by their human efforts of devoting themselves to the basics, but because of God's presence and power that made that devotion possible.
所以这些人的合一呢，不仅仅是他们自己的努力，而是因为神在背后的力量使这个合一成为可能。
And now we see that unity play out in the next verse, which tells us.
就是说，然后我们就可以从下一经节中呢，看到这个合一之后带来的结果。
And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need.
就是他们变卖了自己的财物，然后按照个人所需用的分给个人。
So their internal, meaning mental, emotional, spiritual unity, translated into external, meaning physical and material unity.
这就意味着，因为他们内在的就是在精神、情感、属灵方面的合一呢，转化成为外面的这种身体和物质的共用。
They not only cared for each other in word, but also they cared for each other in deed.
他们不仅只是在口头上来表示互相的关心，他们在行动上也互相的关心。
They sold what they had so they could provide for one another.
他们卖掉了自己的东西，这样他们可以互相供给。
Now keep in mind, this isn't meant to be an advertisement for socialism, which seems to be a fear that many conservative preachers have about this passage.
但是我们要小心，我在这里并不是要给社会主义打广告，因为这个呢也是很多保守派的教会呢看到这段经文所有的担心。
Rather, this is more of an advertisement of a church's responsibility and capacity to take care of its own people.
然而呢，这个更像是就是一个教会对就是自己的人的责任和就是以及能力的一个见证。
Back then, when people were in need, who was meant to be the lifeline?
就是当如果我们看当时的历史的环境下，当人们有需要的时候，那什么会成为他们的这个生命线？
Normally, your biological family was your lifeline, right?
通常一般就是亲生的这种血缘家庭是你们的就生命线。
But if you remember my messages from last month, Jesus redefined who our family is from biological to spiritual.
如果你还记得上个月我在这里与大家分享的信息的话，我们就知道耶稣重新定义了你的家人是谁，就是从生理上升到灵性。
Now your lifeline was the other members of the church.
所以到现在呢，你的生命线是教会和其成员。
So I ask the same thing for today. When people are in need today, who is the lifeline?
所以今天呢，我也要问同样的问题，就是说，那你们今天，当你有需要的时候，谁是你的生命线？
I hope God's presence and power still at work in the church today, and that the routine answer in any believer's mind is the church.
我希望就是当今呢，神依然和就是在教会中。各项工作中依然与我们同在。当我们的信徒想到这个问题的时候呢，他们的常规答案仍然是教会。
If that describes you, then great.
如果这个是你的现状的话呢，是你的现状的话，那就太好了。
If not, I hope you will eventually get into that routine.
如果不是的话呢，那我也希望你渐渐的能够把这个成为你的常规操作。
And that brings us to our third point.
那这就带来了第三点。
Their routine didn't seem to feel mundane to them.
就是他们的日常生活对他们来说似乎并不是那么平凡。
Speaking of routine, we see that the early church quickly slips right into one.
说到日常生活呢，你就可以看到，就是当今的教会呢，就是很快的就融入的其中。
This is signaled by the phrase "and day by day."
这个呢，就是用这个每天这个词来表示的。
Which I feel is a common one that movie narrators like Morgan Freeman would use to fast forward through a boring part of the story.
就每天我就是想到了，就是像这个就是电影的讲解员，就是讲到就是他很快速的把一些不重要的这种快快的浏览过去这样的一种操作。
And yes, whether we like to admit it or not, even enjoyable routines can sometimes get a little boring.
而且我们也不得不承认哈，哪怕一些令人愉悦的这种公事公办，每天都要做的例行公事呢，长久下来也会变得无聊。
And the routine that the early church fell into right away was a rhythm of worshiping together at the temple and fellowshipping over food at home.
就是早期教会呢，很快是这样，就是他们聚在一起敬拜和在家里吃饭团契这样的事情呢，成例行公事。
However, despite the capacity for routines to feel a little mundane, it seems like it never got to that point for the early church.
然而，虽然这种例行公事让人感觉到非常的平凡，好像是不惊奇。然而，早期教会呢，他们这样的操作并没有让他们觉得是无趣。
Their response to the routine consisted of glad and generous hearts and the praising of God.
那他们对这样的日常生活所反映出来的，包括他们的喜乐以及这种就是他们表现出来的是欢喜和诚实的心。
However, I do want to highlight that the word translated as glad here is actually closer in meaning to joy.
那我想强调的是呢，这里面的翻译就是欢喜这个词呢，实际上更接近于喜乐。
I also want to point out that the word that's translated as generous.Is actually closer in meaning to simplicity.
我还想指出另一个，就是这个诚实的心这个词汇， 的使用呢也更接近于简单这个词。
So another way to understand how the early church reacted to their routine, it was with joy and simplicity of heart.
所以我可以用另一种翻译来描述早期教会对这个习以为常每日要进行的这种简单活动的日常活动的反应是喜乐以及内心的简单。
In other words, they didn't want much from God, and they were joyful with what He gave them.
就换一句话说，他们对神的要求不多，他们对神所给予他们的一切呢，都很喜乐的来享受。
Usually, that is an easy recipe that leads us to praising God in all circumstances.
通常呢，这也让我们可以成为在任何情况下都能够赞美神的一个简单的一个方法。
Sometimes people ask me, how can we be joyful in all circumstances?
有时候呢，人会问我说，我们怎么样才能够做到，就是要常常喜乐。
Even though I know human nature makes doing that extremely difficult, especially when life brings about painfully slow routines.
尽管呢，人的本性呢，让我们在所有的任何情况下都喜乐。或者是尤其是当我们生活带来的这种千篇一律这种例行公事的情况下，你依然觉得喜乐是一件不容易的事情。
I wonder how things might be different if we just tried approaching the mundaneness of church life with joy and simplicity of heart.
那我想的就是说，如果我们尝试着用这种喜乐以及简单的心来享受教会的生活。的平凡，那你会有如何的感受？
You see, one of my favorite memories from my home church during my young adulthood was that after church service on a Sunday morning, a bunch of the young adults would go get something to eat at a restaurant or get takeout to bring to my brother-in-law's house, which is about a 5-minute drive away from church.
就是在我年轻的时候呢，我所在的教会给我的很喜欢的回忆之一呢，就是每个星期天的早晨，教会敬拜之后，我们一群年轻人呢就会一起去餐馆吃东西，或者去我就是离教会教堂只有5分钟左右车程的姐夫家里，我们在那里点外卖。
There we would eat together, play Super Smash Brothers or board games, or watch football or a movie.
就是在那里呢，我们会一起吃东西，然后玩这个超级粉碎兄弟的这个电动，或者一起看足球或者电影。
Like clockwork, we would do this almost every Sunday.
就像时钟一样，我们几乎每个星期天都会做这件事情。
And despite it being a routine, we were able to enjoy it every Sunday because we approached it with joy and a simplicity of heart.
那尽管呢，这是个例行公事一样每周都发生的事情。然而呢，我们每个星期天因着能够享，就是带着这种喜乐和一颗简单的心来做这些呢，所以我都非常的享受。
It has been many years since that period of time, and we've gone our separate ways.
虽然这已经是多年前的事情了，我们也都各奔东西了。
However, when we reminisce about that experience, we can't help but give thanks to God for giving us that opportunity.
然而，当我们就是回想起这段经历的时候呢，我们都不禁要感谢神啊，赐给了我们这样美好的机会。
And funny enough, that was a period of time when our group grew.
而且很有趣的是呢，这也是当时我们这个团队成长的时期。
People saw what we had, and when we invited people to experience it, they stuck around.
然后人们看到我们所拥有的东西，当我们邀请他们来体验的时候呢，那他们也就留了下来。
They saw our fellowship, they saw our joy, they could tell God was there, and they wanted in.
他们看到了我们的团契，看到了我们的喜乐，然后也可以感受到神的同在，那他们就也想要加入。
So they started joining every Sunday as well.
所以呢，他们也开始每个星期天加入我们。
Fortunately for me, some of them were Giants fans as well, and also enjoyed playing Super Smash Brothers.
那幸运的是呢，他们中间有些人可能也是这个跟我一样的巨人队的球迷，也喜欢玩就是当时很流行的这种粉碎兄弟的游戏。
The early church back then naturally won favor among all the people.
就是当年呢，这个初期教会得到了这种万民的好感。
Now it's uncertain whether this is referring to just the people in the church or this also includes people outside the church.
虽然我们不确定当时指的是只是教会内部的呢，或者也包括就是教会与外部的人。
However, what I noticed is that even the routine itself was enough to garner not only the attention but also the favor of people.
就是但我们也注意到哈，哪怕就是这些很基本的事情，但是他们也足以获得了人们的关注和好感。
And I could imagine some people here might be thinking that society has changed and what worked back then wouldn't work now.
那我也可以想象在座的有些人可能想到说哦，那个当时的社会跟我们现在的社会已经不同了，现在有了很多的变化，过去行得通的事情也许到现在就行不通了。
That's a fair point.
这个听上去也是也是可信的。
But here's the thing.
然而事情你也可以这样想。
If we truly believe that everyone has a Jesus-shaped hole in their heart,
如果我们真的相信每个人心里都有一个空缺，那这个空缺只有耶稣能够完完全全的把它填满。
If we are confident that without him, everyone around us who don't know him will feel something missing.
如果我们确信我们周围的人如果没有找到还不认识耶稣的话，他心中的这个空缺是无法完全被填满的。
If we can show Jesus in our lives,
如果我们能显示出耶稣在我们的生命中，
If we can make his presence felt here,
如果我们能够让人感受到他的同在，
By adhering to the teachings based on the apostles, by fellowship, breaking the bread, prayer,helping those in need, then there's a reason to believe that they will eventually come around.
就是如果我们通过分享使徒的信息，通过团契、掰饼、祈祷，帮助那些有需要的人，那我们就有理由相信他们最终会回心转意。
And I'll conclude this.
让我们来结束。
But in the end, as this passage shows us,
那最终呢，就像这段经文向我们所展示的，
It's not our job to worry aboutNumbers, or to be the ones who take on the responsibility for saving people.
就是说，人数的增加或者救人这个责任呢，最终不是我们的工作。
For it ended with.
因为这个经文最后的结尾是。
And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
就是神将得救的人天天加给他们。
God is the one who added to their numbers.
所以是神加添他们的人数。
He's the one who saves people.
神是那位救主。
The early church just need to be concerned with being the church.
所以早期教会呢，他们只要做成为教会这件事就可以了。
So how about let's do the same?
所以让我们也就做这个简单的这件事情。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
We thank you for reminding us the story of your early church.
我们感谢你让我们今天学习早期教会的故事。
It's awe-inspiring and a comfort to remember how basic you made your church to be.
请让我们记得成为教会的基础是多么简单的一件事，却又是多么的令人敬畏，也使我们得安慰。
I hope that we can all have joy in the simplicity of heart as we strive to adhere to those four practices of devoting to the apostles' teaching, fellowship,breaking of bread and the prayers of the church.
我们希望也在你里面有这样的喜乐和单纯的心，我们可以努力地遵守使徒的教训，让我们可以团契、掰饼、祷告。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.